nunca mais, nunca. And take the name always, and keep the company of the Krishna consciousness. Krishna Krishna, dive deep into Krishna consciousness, and you'll find you are there. Give up everything. Atmadharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam gacchami. That the highest maxim in Bhagavad Gita. All trifled. Everything is dreadful thing. Give up everything. And try to reach to the holy, the divine peace of Krishna. The call of different duties there are, but they are all futile. Be deaf to all the calls of our different duties. And try to merge yourself in Krishna consciousness. Absolutely. Desperately. Be desperate to correct your all connections with all obligations. And man run madly towards Krishna consciousness. Desperate. Sattva-dharma, reckless. Gandhi told in non-cooperation movement that fearlessness bordering on recklessness. Only mere fearlessness will do, but bordering on recklessness. So that is also, not only we shall live the duty, but live them as reckless. We shall make advance towards Krishna, as a reckless. Whatever desperate, whatever may come, let it come. I must march towards Krishna. Sarva-dharmam parityajya. Little reaction may come, naturally, but I won't care for that. Let them come. I shall open my back towards them and go ahead towards Krishna. He's all I know. Home is there in his feet. Tad Vishnu Paramang Padam Sadavashanti Surya Diviva Chakshuratatam. His vigilant, his feet, divine feet, is a vigilant eye over our head, the guardian. Always living with this consciousness. He's our guardian, he's all in all. And his holy feet is conscious like the sun, can see anything and everything is such. Gaur Hari, 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 Gaur Hari. Go wrong. When Krishna himself wants to give, to distribute him, he becomes a Gauranga. When he wants to distribute himself, his own self, to the world, even to the fallen, he becomes a Gauranga. He himself becomes a devotee. He plays the part of a devotee and shows the path to us how to attain him. He himself becomes the leader. Come with me. I am going to Krishna consciousness. I am going to Vrindavan. Come with me. Krishna himself comes to our door and says, I am going to Vrindavan. Will you all come with me? He himself comes in that way to take us. So this is Navadvip Dham. The generous Vrindavan, the guru, to issue tickets to the fallen souls for Vrindavan. Navadvip, Gaur Hari, the Gauranga. And Nityananda is the canvasser in chief for the tickets. యథాయథా గౌరవలారవింది క్రియేత భక్తి కృతపుణ్యరాశి తథా తథోత్సర్పతిసిద్ధ కష్ట రాధాపదం భోజ సుధామూరా క్యాంపర్ రాధారా. All these, we may think these are abstract thoughts, mere abstract thoughts, but and we are living in the concrete reality. But what we consider to be reality, that is abstract, will be evaporated. The atom bomb is already there. In a moment, our considered reality will vanish. Wholesale dissolution of the solar system and the whole world of our the experience of our senses will disappear. Coming, going. Creation and dissolution. Sthiti, pralaya. Always, every moment everything is dying. How to get out that problem? It is not reality. False notion we are suffering under. We have to understand that where we are, that is the kingdom of death. The god of death, he is the master of this world. And we should not be a subject, a taxpayer of that god of death. We should try to find out our home of eternal living with blissful, sweet, sweet home. Back to God, back to home. We have to understand this principle of life. You're back to God, back to home, in one word. It is very encouraging, sustainer. Back to God, back to home. Tad Vishnu paramang padam kalapashyanti shura. The spiritual scholars, they always see that our abode is the holy feet of Vishnu. There we can live safely. All these will be inundated with water. Or fire to the. There is time and there is chance in the human birth, and this is the door. Door to enter the home is this human birth. And with the agents, we must go to our home. These agents are there wandering to recruit us. Towards our home, we take this advantage and call it. Go home, sweet, sweet home. Idai. Then I go to Mayapur.
Yes.
Next, I shall prepare for prasad. And how the gracious Lord, the help of the people, has made special arrangement for bestowing, for distributing, for saving. It has a peculiar position. In the worst period of time, to help out with the best thing, gold. So we shall ask you to visit again. Today you are going. It is not a place to be left. wheel of life connected to this wheel. Also meant to save the fallen souls, and just near by the end of the Ganges, this town, this place has been blessed. The last and the highest gift of the Ganges, didn't he?
And I took initiation from Satyanand Saraswati of Mongir. Mongir, Bihar Mongir. He is disciple of Sivanand Saraswati of Rishikesh.
Oh, Sivananda. Satyananda Saraswati.
Bihar. Satyanand Saraswati of Mongir, Bihar. Mongir is a name of the village. It's in the Bihar state.
And do you know what was his previous name?
No, I don't know. Actually, I've seen once only.
One boy came from Bihar to me and stayed with me for some time. Then he had a quarrel with this Haricharan and he left the mark and went to live with Sivananda, so far I know. And the Bharat was sent to foreign land. And then he came back. At that time he wrote a letter to me, Maharaj, by the request of Satyananda, Sivananda, that he wants to take sannyas there. His initiation from me was kept, and he took sannyas from there. Whether he came from Bihar, whether he is that Satyananda, maybe.
I think he is a master for yoga.
Satyananda, he issued one magazine. Even
yes.
Raja Gopalacharya had his essay in that magazine. I saw that. But he was not in the line of Vallabhacharya.
No, it's not line.
Vallabhacharya is a Vaishnava line.
It is mainly for Shiva, I believe. He follows Shiva. And name of his organization is Bihar School of Yoga.
Yoga. So that is not devotion, Prabhupada. That is not devotion. That is a deviation from your Balarajagma. Balava school comes from the branch of Shuddhadvaitavad. Sridhar Swami, Vishnu Swami is in the main mark, and the Balava is in that line. So that is there, the Vaishnava, but that place is in the Vatsalya Rasa. Vatsalya Rasa, and also in Madhura Rasa, they come to Jamuna. Viraja, Jamuna. I also met one Gokul Swami or someone in Bombay, in the Ballava school. Dharam Das took me to him, and I had to talk with him. The Nathadara was one of the important places. And at very time, some trouble in the Nathadara, that Mahant married a Muslim girl for us. And he was in the doubt of the composition of the Mahant. And there was a case going on at that time. 5 hot cups in the name of the month. And one of the preachers, also big preacher, there in Bombay, he also put me questions whether this is possible, that lawyer's wife, she maintained the opinion, Guru may do anything and everything, so still we must not leave the Guru. That was the opinion of the wife of that big lawyer in the Bangalore school. I forget his name. We protested that Guru Rupavali Pashtakarya Gajimura. If Guru is led astray, then we must dissociate with him. And the husband, that advocate, he was very satisfied with our argument, but his wife did not like. Gokul Mahant was that there. Anyhow, they come from Vaishnava school. There are 4 Vaishnava school. Vishnu Swami, Nimbark, then Ramanuj, and the Madhvacharya. Sri Chaitanya comes in the Madhva school, Ramananda, a branch in the Ramananda school, and the Vallabhacharya, a branch in the Nimbarka, and the Vishnu Swami school. And the Nimbarka also divided Hari Das and the Hari Das. Hari Das school was a branch from the Nimbarka. But all these 4, they believe that personality of God is the highest. But the Sivananda and others, they think the God conception is lower and the highest conception is Brahma. So, the God is equal, Brahma is equal to God minus Vidya is equal to Jeev minus Avidya. Brahma, when enveloped by Avidya, ignorance, he is Jiva. And Brahma, when he is mixed with Vidya, and Vidya is also part of Maya, then he becomes a God. That is their underlying principle. But so, if Jiva is liberated, he goes over the God. That is their idea. Mahaprabhu, Ramanuj, they are big argument against that. What is this? Maya, the God is the master of Maya, and Jeev is the slave of Maya. And you mix them together, it's called one and the same. So it is the erroneous in the very foundation. When I was a 3rd-year student, I got a Gita, Bhagavad Gita edition, written by a disciple of a very big pandit, Sarasvati Tarkachudaman, at that time, whom I met when I was a college student again. There he wrote that if Jiva is liberated, then he goes on the upper position of the God. I could not adjust that. But I did not know anything about the different opinions in this shastra at that time. But I could not accept that Jeev, when liberated, can go in the upper position than God. Then what is the position of the God? It can't be. That was my internal intuition. Then when I grew up, I found that, this is the interpretation of the Shankara school. But Radha Ramanuj, Nimbarka Vishnu Swami, they are opposing and they know that kind of effort. Mahaprabhu had argument with Sarvabhauma Pandit. This is the most wonderful that you say, Mayadhish Maya Vashishwar is Vibhed. Ishwar is the master of Maya and Jiva is his servant. And you say both of them one and the same. How it is possible? This is a bogus thing. Let us cancel. The devotional school cancels this idea that God Jeev can be Brahma, and God is below the Brahma. It is not well, according to us, that you should continue in that sampradaya, that is godless.
No.
God is concocted, vidya. Brahma, in concert with learning, good learning, has become God. But God, ultimate reality is Brahma, non-differentiated consciousness, not person. In Bhagavad Gita it is clear that Brahmano hi pratishtaham, Lord says, I am in the support of Brahma. Kharajati toha mokharajati toha, okharam Brahma paramam. What is Brahma? That okhara, kar okhara, two kinds of existence. And I, kharajati toha okhara, I am beyond both kara and okhara. So I, my name is Purushottam. Vasudeva, it is mentioned clearly in Bhagavad Gita.
Now what I should do? Now what I should do? I took initiation from...
No. That must be that. That I, so far I could not know that your ultimate goal is a non-differentiated, impersonal. But the highest idea of the Supreme Entity is personal. A part of that Brahma, we are person. And the whole Brahma represented, he is an impersonal existence. He is person.
But now I can...
Parabrahma. Parabrahma and Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Brahmapur, Chandogya has written in Chandogya Upanishad that there is a country made of Brahma, not of matter but of consciousness. And he is the king of all. He is person. God is person. Not a person that is enveloped by Maya, Maya Tito, beyond illusion, but his existence is personal existence.
Then what you advise me to do?
To be indifferent from that scope gradually and take initiation in some Vaishnava school who has the conception that God is personal. And these are impersonalists. Mukti, liberation, merging into consciousness, that is their highest goal.
Now can I get initiation from you? Because now I wanted to leave. The train is of 6:40.
Of course it is necessary to help you. Then I shall have to be ready. Ready according to the order of our Guru Maharaj. But you must search your heart first, whether the inner heart approves this. The God is personal. God is reality, the beautiful. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satchit Anandam. Ananda is personal existence. Not a substance, but person. Consciousness, over consciousness, that is all personal.
Puri knows me very nearly. Puri Maharaj knows me very nearly. So he can tell you about me.
He can?
He can tell you how I am.
You have a good heart at the bottom, otherwise how you are selected to do such high service for the Vaishnava school. So your previous Sukriti is good, but then by chance you are committed to that section. Shivananda school, I know they are Shankarite, followers of Shankaracharya. Their ashram is near Hrishikesh. When from Haridwar going to Hrishikesh, or in the once I went to that side, Badrikasram, at that time found one told that this is the Sivananda Ashram.
Yes, that is Sivananda Ashram, right.
From Haridwar to Sargodha Ashram, I was in the way. Sivananda. And his grandmother also I have seen. Grandmother. An educated man, no doubt, but educated in the impersonal school. This man, Satyananda, you see, in the beginning, he was in connection with the Rahud, the Buddhist school. Then he left him and came to me. I stayed here for some time, one year or so, and then had a quarrel with Harijaran and left more beyond my consciousness. From Calcutta, I was here. Then he wrote a letter from Sivananda Dasa. I am here, they have accepted me, but your initiation is intact, he was not going to disturb, and I am taking sannyas from him, and he is sending me.
Now I can get initiation from you within this limited time.
But whether that man, I forget this man.
Maharaj, Nitya Seva is going now.
All right. That's a push for the other man.
And Mr. Devani, he says he wants his initiation now.
Huh?
He is wanting your connection right now.
Then you will have to stay today. Today is Ekadashi. Harivasar. Harivasar Ekadashi day. And it is good that this day you may not live in harm.
There will be somebody waiting on the Howrah station also.
Yeah. He says, Maharaj, there's someone waiting at Howrah station.
Huh?
Someone is waiting in Howrah for him. The latest he can leave is 7:30.
But this initiation is not
so easy.
Non-important. The most important thing in one's life, importance must be given. It is not a matter of play. Initiation means surrender. Paripat, paripasana, and seva. Paripat, surrender, honest inquiry, and the service. That means initiation under life. So surrender, and inquiry, honest, and then to accept the service. Proper initiation is this. In Vedic days also, Guru Neva Abhigathit, Abhigathit, means he will go there forever. Tadasya Guru Neva Abhigathit, Sunitpani, Satyam, Brahman. Sunitpani, what is necessary? For that purpose of Dibhagyan, divine knowledge, he will take everything with him. And he will approach Sotriya, he is well versed in the revealed scriptures, Brahmanishtam, and who is really established in that knowledge. In Bhagavatam, Sabdhi Paricha Nishnatam, Brahman Nipasamasa, there is and in Bhagavatam, Guru Nibhavi Gatti, Tamitpani, Sustyam, Bhagavatam. Sabdhi Paricha Nishnatam, Brahman Nipasamasa, the approach the Acharya, who is already established in that scriptural knowledge as well as the realization of that. So it is not a non-important thing, that's only passing by, way in the passing way we are doing this. Must be even highest important. To be recruited to one's home, to purchase ticket, to be recruited safely to one's home. Home recruitment, Diksha means, home recruitment. All in all.
I will try.
Then Maharaj,
one may go to Howrah and take him here also.
Only I can identify him, nobody else can identify him. Only I can identify that gentleman, no else will identify him. You see, we are the materialistic person, we have so many nonsense commitment in life, so we have to fulfill that also. We are materialistic men, we have so many nonsense commitment in the life, which we have to fulfill.
But yes, that nonsense coming men should rule, you have to get relief. That's entanglement. As soon as possible, that situation should be left immediately. Misguidance. Misguidance is not guidance proper. Misreading is not reading, proper reading. So that must be left immediately, that association.
So I will
life has value, and this is going to be devalued.
So I will again try to come on the Vyas Puja day.
But I trust no future higher than Hare Krishna. Yes.
Unfortunately, yesterday evening I missed you.
Self-help. The help must be real help. Self-help, to help one's own self,
okay,
and not to misguide.
Right.
Whenever in the treatment of a doctor, whenever some new thing is discovered, new bad sign, symptom is discovered in the, immediately that must be taken for fresh. Feel that, not neglected. Bad symptom in a patient. The immediate help should be given for relief. This is both scripture and saint and common sense also says like that.
Now, may I take your leave?
Hurry. cherishes him, that's Vyasa. But if what are withdrawn, the very sun dies, burns that lotus. Do you follow? The Sanskrit sloka that is, I forget that, but the meaning is this. The disciple is like lotus, and the guru is like the water around the lotus. When guru is there, the sun ray helps the lotus. But if water is withdrawn, guru withdrawn, the very sun is burns that lotus. So guru is our the shakti, the potency, which always very kind to us and helps us. And that is also a particular potency of God, not independent thing. Guru. But guru is that substance, or that portion of God, which is always given the responsibility of nurturing me, the disciple. Guru is that part of God which takes care of the disciple always, and the whole responsibility of that disciple with him, through him. The Guru. Guru is that particular function of God, potency. The particular potency or agency given to particular internal potency, the charge to look after the interest of the disciples that are recruited from foreign parts, from the kingdom of Maya. And there also the adjustment is like a hierarchy. In Sarasvati, that is also in every rasa, the chief, in Madhur Rasa, Radharani, and the competitors and the subordinates also, and Vatsalya, in every rasa, every group of service holders, there are such adjustments, many, one and many, and that is in harmony. Harmony. And the harmony is of two kinds, one opposition party and another direct serving party. In this way, Annaya Pati Vitri Kabhyang, Annaya Pitarata, direct and indirect. In both ways, he is being served, the Lord. And that is the harmony. And the Guru is the mediator. Through him, we have to serve him. Without him, I cannot have any interest in God, any service in God. That particular function of the direct potency of God is Guru. Sakha, sometimes he is called God himself, and sometimes his devotee. And that also, the function changes from just as in a student, the teachers may change physically, but the teachership is always one and same, helping the student for his progress in knowledge. The ontological conception of Guru and the Shiva, God, and the Dham is little intricate, cannot be easily understandable, peculiar. The Dham, the conception of Dham, and the conception of Mahadev, Shiva, sometimes very affectionate, favorite to Narayan, sometimes revolting, and the Guru may come in different disposition, different way to help Guru Tattva. Guru has been called God himself, but if we scrutinize more perfectly we see his particular potency. And that function may come to us through different bodies, different persons, that interest, caretaker. The caretaker of a particular person may differ, but the caretakership is always there on the side of the Lord. The function, that particular function of helping the ordinary soul, his guru, but that function may come through different person. Still they are guru, a primary teacher, a school teacher, college teacher, teacher of the music, teacher of science, art. They are all teachers, and there is gradation also according to the importance of the subject. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that Avadhut, he had 24 gurus. A pound advice, that is advice to go towards God from many sources. From as one makes progress in spiritual life, he sees guru everywhere giving suggestion to go towards Krishna. They will all say, do this. In our lower stage, everything tries to take us away from Krishna, God, from God. They invite us for enjoyment, that is to take away from the service of God. But when we are properly adjusted, then we find that everything is asking me to serve God. They are giving showing signs. In symptoms, we can see from them that they are asking me to do some service towards God. Reminds us about God. In different way, they have come to help us to serve God. When we are adjusted, everything. In Vrindavan, the water, the dust, the sand, the tree, the creeper, they always encourage me to serve Krishna. Their very idea, their very association will excite me, will invite some force in me to serve Krishna. The environment is such. And when we are awakened this one, everything will try to take away from God and invite me, oh, come and enjoy me. Where is Krishna? Where is he? You come and enjoy me. Everything will invite. But when we are placed in that area, everything will say, oh, go to Krishna, serve Krishna. We are also doing so. It will help me to serve Krishna. I will say, come with me to serve Krishna. Some will say, help me to serve Krishna. Only the central consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is in vogue, intensely there. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with devotion, that is serving tendency towards Krishna, God. The attractive center, nearby you shall find everything is being attracted in an intense way. And we are far, then outcurring, we are under outcurring current, then we are being away from Krishna consciousness. And the incurring current